They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hear ye, hear ye. Check to see if the IRS owes you from tax year 2017. The drop-dead date to get your money is soon. I'm David Brancaccio. First President Biden and other top administration officials will meet with corporate bosses today. They'll be talking about the global shortage of microprocessors used in cars and so much else. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, who's Zooming who today?
Yeah, more than a dozen chief executives are expected at the meeting, which the White House is calling the CEO Summit on Semiconductor and Supply Chain Resilience. The big three automakers will likely join in, also executives from AT&T, Samsung, Dell, Google, and the chip maker Intel.
And what message are they expected to convey to the president?
There's a lot of competition for computer chips right now, so there could be debate over whether the aid that Biden has proposed for the chip industry should go. Automakers want some of the money to be set aside for factories making chips used in vehicles. Of course, they've had to idle some factories because they can't get enough chips right now. But manufacturers of other electronic devices don't want the automakers getting any special treatment.
Now, they don't make chips at the White House. They make policy. Can the Biden people ease the shortage?
There's no short-term fix here. The White House has called the meeting part of its consulting process on the chip shortage. Administration officials are also expected to use today's meeting to try to sell the president's infrastructure proposal, which does include funding for U.S. chip makers, but would also increase the corporate tax rate.
Nancy, thank you. It is April the 12th, which means in a normal year, you'd only have a couple days left to file your taxes, but it's not normal. IRS deadline is May 17th for 2020 and for 2017. You heard right. The IRS estimates that it's holding $1.3 billion in unclaimed refunds for tax year 2017. And May 17th is also the last day to file to get your money back on that, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Every year, lots of people don't file their taxes, either because they made so little that they didn't have to, or because they just didn't. And more than a million people a year end up leaving money on the table, says Mark Stieber at Jackson Hewitt Tax Service.
It could be an enormous amount of money.
The average tax refund is around $3,000, and a lot of people are eligible for the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit.
The earned income credit back in 17 was $6,000.
So, as he said, a lot of money. On top of that, people who didn't file 2017 taxes may not have filed 2018 or 2019 taxes either, says Janet Holtzblatt at the Tax Policy Center, which means
they're not just missing on the money that they were owed as a refund in those years, but they may also be owed money for the economic stimulus payments.
So, Holtzblatt says, there could be a real advantage to filing all those taxes now. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Dow and S&P futures, 2.5 hours before things formally open, are each down 0.2%. Crude oil up 1%, near $60 a barrel.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The shoe company Toms announced recently that it's scrapping its famed and longstanding one-for-one business model. For years, when the company sold one pair of shoes, it donated another to a child in a developing country. But now Toms will focus on giving away a third of its profits to organizations that address issues like gun violence and mental health. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on this philanthropy meets marketing model that Toms had pioneered.
Tom started 15 years ago because of a trip the company's founder took to Argentina. He saw kids there without shoes, which can put them at risk for intestinal worms, a disease you can catch by walking through contaminated soil in bare feet. Chris Marquis teaches social entrepreneurship at Cornell.
You know, I think the whole idea was to actually make a difference for these kids that, you know, Blake McCoskey, you know, observed this problem and he looked for a business model to try to actually help and solve it.
The one-for-one model caught on. Lots of companies started doing it, most notably Warby Parker with its eyeglasses, and Skechers, which mimicked Tom's approach, and shoe design. But trying to do good by giving away a very particular product, that has downsides. Catherine Klein is vice dean for social impact at the Wharton School.
You may be giving away a product that doesn't actually serve the needs of the people in the communities where you're giving that product.
If they don't need that pair of shoes, they could sell it for cash. That's a pretty inefficient way to help people.
A second potential issue is by giving away, say, hypothetical umbrellas, you disrupt the local market. You hurt the people who sell umbrellas in that community. You hurt the people who make umbrellas in that community.
Now, Tom's did research on this and made changes so its help was more targeted and wasn't as likely to hurt local businesses. It says now at least a third of its shoes are manufactured in the countries where they're donated. But still, there's an argument that to have the most impact, it's often better to donate money than a particular thing. Dean Carlin teaches economics and finance at Northwestern University. He says, for instance, a child may need shoes, but...
You know, what if that's not their really most pressing need? And the cost of those shoes maybe is $3, but those $3 could be a much better spent by that household on some other issue that they're facing.
When you give money instead, you're giving flexibility. He says there are exceptions.
If someone is in a developing country and they do not have access to a market to buy a bed net, for instance, to protect their children from malaria, giving them $5 doesn't really help.
In that case, you're better off giving them a bed net. The challenge is knowing what to give and where. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Thanks for that, Mariel. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.